We are just hours away now from the governor of Michigan's State of the State address. He is expected tonight to talk about the crisis concerning contaminated drinking water in the city of Flint, Michigan. That's at the same time that authorities are handing out more bottled water to residents there.
We're going to keep an eye on that. We're also watching the stock market, which was up at the open this morning, rebounding a bit after news about China's economy. It grew at a rate of 6.9% last year, the slowest growth in a quarter century. It averaged around 10% growth each year between 1989 and last year. The BBC's Steve Evans joins us from Shanghai. And Steve, is that 6.9% figure being believed by everybody? Because there have been some real questions about whether the numbers that China gives us are the real numbers.
I think I hear those questions and, people never quite trust statistics. But there's not much hard evidence that China actually fakes figures. And I suppose the Chinese might say back to the Americans who accuse them of fakery, well, come on, it's a bit of, a bit of low mudslinging going on there. Even if the figures aren't as accurate as they might be, nobody doubts the big picture. And the big picture is that this economy is slowing down. You've only got to look around you. There's a huge shopping mall here in Shanghai, where I am now, which is the size of the Pentagon and is modeled on the Pentagon. It's a Pentagon shape, and from the air, it looks like the Pentagon. It's a shopping mall that was meant to be a big retail center. There's hardly any shops there because it was caught by the great economic slowdown. There are steelworks closing here. I can remember covering the closure of steelworks in Gary, Indiana, and thinking, well, you know, it's China that's biting at these people's heels. And now China is suffering. They've just produced too much steel and Chinese steelworks are closing. So there's no doubt that whatever the detail, the statistical detail, the real picture is still one of slowdown.
Well, and actually, let's listen to some of the sound from one of your reports talking to some of these steel workers while they were in a gambling hall.
He says the shutdown has greatly affected each and every one of us. We've all lost our jobs, he says. We've got old parents and young children we have to provide for. We need that salary.
So the question now, Steve, is what is China's government going to do about this? And if you look around at the world markets today and you see some green, some markets that are higher, analysts are saying that's because people expect the Chinese government to step in and put in some more stimulus.
What the Chinese government, communist government, remember, has done so far is it's tried to buck markets. It's tried to put a bit of pressure on big institutions linked to the state, sometimes owned by the state, not to sell stock, for example, to try and keep prices up. It's urged people to buy property. Now, it's pretty clear that that won't solve the problem. So there are pretty shrewd economists in this country, and the assumption is that they will look for some kind of stimulus package, a Keynesian stimulus package, to use a very, very dirty word, certainly in Europe, but maybe not so much in Obama's America. So the assumption is that the government will pump a bit of spending into the economy. Now, having said all that, no economy can have the kind of growth that China's had for 25 years. It's come out of the wreckage of Maoism and created an amazingly vibrant economy. Here in Shanghai, the skyline puts Manhattan to shame. It is a modern economy, which is pretty well there now. There could be more roads, there could be a lot more spending, but it's recognizably a modern economy. Once you've created that modern economy, well, growth stops, growth slows down. You get the kind of growth that you get in the US and you get in Europe. That's what's happened. So it's about whether they can make the transition from that amazingly fast growth, that kind of creature that grew to be a giant so quickly, to just a normal creature that grows in normal ways and sometimes doesn't grow. I think the big doubt is whether this communist government understands capitalism, or whether it thinks that it can still tell capitalism what to do if it's not convenient. And the other doubt, I think, is whether as Chinese people start to be made redundant, for example, and fear for their economic future, whether they turn on the government. It's very, very easy for people to be happy when they know their incomes are going to rise year in, year out. But once people who've been fed this ideology start realizing that hard times are upon them, do they turn against their government? And that we simply don't know.
That's the BBC's Steve Evans joining us from Shanghai. Steve, thank you.
You're very welcome.